Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. We all need to eat more fruits and vegetables, and I got this fantastic book, Give It a Go, Eat a Rainbow. It is by our guest who joins us now, Catherine Gemp-Guillet. Hello, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It is such a pleasure to be with you again today. You gals are doing such great, important work, so congratulations on everything.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have great guests like you. It really helps. And I have to say, I get so many books in the mail every week, and my daughter gets so excited when she feels a package, and she said, "This feels like a kid's book." And so we immediately ripped it open, and the package, that is, not the book, and we just read it, and we love the rhyminess of it, and the drawings that your son did, Alexander, are fantastic. Talk to us a bit about Give It a Go, Eat a Rainbow. What are we going to find in your fabulous book?
Oh, well, you know, I'm on a mission to make veggies cool. I mean, the statistics around vegetable consumption are a little depressing. 91% of kids don't get the daily requirement of veggies. And, you know, we all kind of tend to like the sweet taste. We go more towards fruits. We're supposed to get at least five servings of fruits and vegetables a day, but we're supposed to get more of veggies than fruits. And so this book is about eating more fruits and vegetables. But we're really, in a kind of sneaky way, we're highlighting vegetables, and we're making vegetables really cool and fun. And you mentioned my son, Alexander. He's really the superstar here because, kids love to hear from other kids. And, there's only so much that we as parents, as our kids get older, there's only so much we can do to influence kids' eating habits, and same with teachers. But kids look at other kids, and so it was so great to have his involvement. And he said, "Mom, let's make it a journey. Let's incorporate, the Wizard of Oz themes and that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where the character gets shrunk down and explores." And then the magic, the kids love seeing that different colors of the rainbow actually help our bodies in different ways. So, that red's good for the heart and orange and yellow are good for the eyes and so on. So it's really just a fun way to get kids excited about eating their vegetables. I hope it's working with your daughter.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we tend to be vegetable eaters. I'm lucky that she's not particularly picky. I try to do a combination of both cooked and raw vegetables. So I'll get frozen organic vegetables, like a big bag that has all the colors that you mentioned, which is pretty nice. And then I'll also try to get her to eat like a little salad or something. But, whatever we can get in them is good. But yeah, I love the book so much. I'm going to give an example. You have Red is Where Your Journey Should Start. Red is Very Good for Your Heart. And it says, what red food is shown to the right? The food is good for Blake's. And then it has the answers below. And that's fun too for kids, having those questions, having it be interactive and kind of introducing some different foods. I mean, I think with the fig, like my daughter knew what a fig was, but she hadn't seen the inside. I don't know if she knew it was purple. It's kind of fun to have that as well. And then I think you have jicama on one of these pages too. Or is that some kind of radish?
Well, we have radish.
Oh, it's a turnip. Oh, no, you do have jicama.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And vegetables are so beautiful, aren't they? I mean, they can be so visually appealing. And I love these stories that I get from parents that say that their kids, even young kids in car seats, will just sit there and stare at the book. And they'll just.
It's beautiful.
Vegetables are so beautiful. I mean, that red cabbage that's cut open, it's like, oh my gosh, what a work of art.
Yes, that is true, Catherine. When did you first get interested in a healthy living?
This book has been a dream of mine for about 10 years, because over the last 10 years, I've been working with this organization called Nurture, and there's more information at nurturefamily.org. It's a nonprofit, and we provide free nutrition education to families and schools. And what I found is that one of the most effective programs we were giving was something called Rainbow Days. So whether it was at a school or an after-school program or a church or a social service organization, we would bring the idea of a rainbow in, and the kids would dress up in different colors, and we would provide lessons and games and activities. And the camp counselors and the teachers and the parents said, oh my gosh, this totally worked in changing behavior and getting the kids to eat more veggies. But then it would kind of wear off, as, you know, human behavior goes. If it's not, you know, reinforced, we tend to, you know, revert back to our old habits. So they asked if there was some kind of fun material that could be a leave behind. And so this book was really written for that need. It was written to fill a vacuum. And it's so exciting because we were actually at the farmer's market yesterday with the book, and all these teachers were stopping by and writing their information down and saying, can you come visit our school with this book? Because it is fun, and it doesn't seem, you know, like a heavy-duty nutrition education. It's more, you know, game-based and, like you said, really interactive. So it becomes very effective.
Oh, it does. And I think that's great. And I love it at the end, too, where you have a parent and teacher resources. You also have some great websites there. You've got health benefits of fruits and vegetables. You have about the red fruits and veggies, orange and yellow, green, blue and purple, white. And, you know, on the show, Andrea and I are so big on keeping kids away from the artificial colors and the artificial flavors. And if something's some kind of crazy blue that's not happening in nature, just, you know, run the other direction. But what's so great about the book is it shows if you want some beautiful blue, you can have it and it's natural. Just stay away from all the packaged stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, that exposure to the fruits and vegetables in the book, I mean, I think there's 36 examples, you know, so you're constantly seeing the colors. It does make kids more likely to try those fruits and vegetables if they haven't before, because even that visual exposure really kind of, it adds up. And I've worked with so many kids in schools that have never even seen, you know, an eggplant, right? So they're not going to try it. No. So that really helps with the exposure. So yeah, exposure to Mother Nature's colors.
Oh, it's so nice. And the farmer's market must be such a great place because they can get the book, look at the book, and then be like, oh, I see peaches. Oh, there's some red bell pepper. Oh, look at those beautiful carrots or those wonderful blueberries. And it's such a great thing is to support your local farmer's market.
It is so important, and it's such a great time of year. I mean, everybody should be going to their farmer's market, and, you know, again, this isn't just about the book. On our website, Give It A Go, Eat A Rainbow, there's tons of free resources. There's handouts. So if somebody's listening and says, gosh, you know, what are all the vegetables in each color, they can just go to that website, download some resources, and then they can take their kids to the farmer's market and go on a scavenger hunt and find each color. So there's a lot of resources that kind of go with the book that are absolutely free.
Oh, that is so nice. Well, you know, I'm so glad you accomplished this because you said it was 10 years in the making. This is something that you wanted to do?
It really, yeah. Well, I've been doing these rainbow days for 10 years. And, you know, it really just took so many people asking for it. And then figuring out the right way to do it. And so, you know, having that kid input and using this format, which is called augmented reality. So the showing the fruits and vegetables in their real form, and these are beautiful photographs, so it's the real fruits and vegetables, that's really important to the whole thing, because when kids are just seeing an illustration, for example, of a orange, they might not know that when they go to the grocery store, it's the same thing. So figuring out that format of the combination of illustration and real-life photography was really key.
Well, you know, Catherine, I want to mention that we've spoken before about your number one bestseller, Mountain Mantras, Wellness and Life Lessons from the Slope, which is another fantastic book. Tell us all the ways we can learn about both of these, Give It A Go, Eat A Rainbow, and Mountain Mantras.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. So there is a dedicated website for each of the books. The Give It A Go, Eat A Rainbow.com really, you know, connects with that book. MountainMantras.com, you can find out all about that book. And then I have another website called Make Wellness Fun, which connects to a lot of the different resources that I offer for schools, for corporations, for groups, and lots more in terms of social media.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Naturally Savvy. Take care and stay well.